You are tuning in to the English news program of Gunter Radio and Television Station. Top news. After the fact fighting trip, the inspection group from Central National Target Program had a working session with Gunter City People's Committee. Based on the report from Gunter City People's Committee, 100% of communes and 4 suburban districts of Gunter City have got the new rural standards. 5 communes are now verified to get the title of Advanced New Style Rural Standard and 1 other to get the Exemplary Standard. Following the National Target Program for Sustainable Poverty Reduction in 2022, Gunter City strives to cut 0.2% of poor households, lower the rate of poor households down by 0.6%. There have been 2,913 poor households left in Gunter City, representing a rate of 0.8%. Regarding the National Target Program for the Socio-Economic Development of Ethnic Minorities People Region, propaganda on guidelines, policies and laws the party in the state or minority area has been accelerated in the political system and among ethnic minority people. Appreciating operations carried out by Gunter City, the inspection group requested the city to continue making efforts to complete target set in the National Target Program. Within the series of activities of the Mekong Connect Forum 2022, today a delegation of experts and businesses led by Deputy Director of the Business Studies and Assistance Centers, or BSA, came to survey some businesses and eco-tourism sites in Gunter City. The delegation comprises 40 businesses and experts coming to survey the Hai Chi Panacea One Member Limited Liability Company, Vietnam Korea Incubator Part, Yiga Happy International Limited Liability Company and Kumsheung Tourism Site. At the destinations, members of the delegation were introduced to the products as well as the implementation organization and material sources, among others. The trip is for members of the delegation and businesses in Gunter City to have an opportunity to exchange information and experiences for cooperation in the future. Deputy Minister of Education and Training Nguyễn Văn Phúc and the working delegation recently worked with Gunter City on the joint organizations of the 3rd National Defense and Security Education Sport Games for high school students in 2022 in Gunter City. Deputy Commander of Military Zone 9, Major General Wat Văn Nhã, and Vice Chairman of the City People's Committee Nguyễn Thực Hiện worked with the delegation. Gunter City will host the 3rd National Defense and Security Education Sport Games for high school students in 2022 from December 12 to 17, with competitions in 9 types of sports. Over 1,100 team leaders, coaches and athletes from 63 delegations and cities and provinces nationwide will join the event, along with more than 2,500 people from the organizing board and sub-boards of service of Gunter City. Military Zone 9 will also support the sport games. Previously, on November 24th evening at Regiment No. 152, stationed in Thổ Châu Commune of Phú Quốc City in Kiên Giang Province, the Sông Hậu Emulation Cluster of Gunter City and the provinces of An Giang, Kiên Giang, Hậu Giang, Sóc Trăng, Bạc Liêu and Cà Mau organized the art program called The Youth of Sông Hậu Emulation Cluster for the Sea and Island of the Nation. The program consists of 10 performances celebrating the party, Uncle Ho, the love for sea and islands, and the glorious tradition of the People's Army. On this occasion, the organizing board presented 1 house of love for 1 needy young person, 2 playgrounds for the youth, and 150 solar power lighting system to Thổ Châu Commune. Following is the good news for many Vietnamese agricultural products. The Plant Protection Subdepartment under the Agriculture and Rural Development Ministry has just proclaimed that procedures of exporting longan to the Japanese market, sweet potato to the Chinese market, and lemon and pomelo to the New Zealand market have been completed. According to the Plant Protection Subdepartment, the opening of markets and signing of protocols to officially export agro products will serve as a transparent legal base to facilitate the export of fruits at a larger scale. Notably, after durian has been officially exported to China, its price increased 3 times. The Plant Protection Subdepartment revealed that it will organize training for localities and relevant parties on export stipulations and export demand of China, New Zealand and Japan for sweet potato, lemon, pomelo and longan. And that's it for today's English news program. Remember to listen to our news program again online on our website at guntertv.vn. And now thank you very much for tuning in. Goodbye and see you next time.